Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
This is Subress.
Subress Radio.
All right, so listen, these guys need absolutely no introduction now. For over a decade, they've been in the game, and they've dropped some massive tracks, and you know I've been featuring them up on this show. Now, they've been quiet for a little while, but they are back, and I'm so happy, and I'm so glad that they are back. And not only are they back, they're here joining me live in the studio. So, you know what, without further ado, they've made us wait long enough, all right? Give it up and show some love for Adil Hashmi and Zib the Rapper.
Hey, what are you saying, Akshay?
It's all good, man. Guys, what is this behavior? Huh? What is this behavior? You know, tum log itne bade ho gaye. You know what is this?
You know what?
You're not fashionably late. What is going on?
You know what? When you love someone so much, you take them for granted. That's what it is. Hamare bhai ho tum yaar. Tum maaf kar doge, lekin koi aur nahi karega.
Yeah, sahi, sahi.
Maaf kar diya. Maaf kar diya.
Shukriya.
But listen, how are you guys, man?
Not too bad, too bad, actually.
After pandemic, we are still alive, still doing music, yeah. So this is after a long time, me and him.
Yeah, long time.
Done this track, and so much love from you. Thank you for that.
No, not a problem. I mean, we've not heard from you guys in a little while. You know, kya hua, you know, I thought, has the golden boy band split up? Yeah, you know, what's happened?
It's not boy band anymore, is it? But still, we would like to think
We'd like to think so, yeah.
No,
still a boy band.
The Botox is working.
That's it, man. Thanks for giving us the direction.
but seriously, you know, we didn't hear from you guys for a little while.
Was it
because of the pandemic, or you know, were there other things in play? You know, what was going on?
Lots of stuff, you know, like family, friends catching up, you know, the usual stuff.
I think the pandemic definitely,
and then pandemic,
you know, stopped us. Yeah. I think it froze a lot of. I mean, the whole music industry was frozen, isn't it? And I think this is sort of like a comeback for us, you know, for Chan Chan, our new track. You know, I hope you like it, actually. You know, that's more important to me that you like it first.
I love it. I love the track. You know what?
You just woke us up. Seriously. You know what? We were asleep, literally. Thank you for that. Your energy is next level, man.
Thank you.
Respect, appreciate
man.
It.
Respect, thank energy. You. Thank
say,
you.
Actually, every action has a reaction, they say.
Definitely. We're buzzing, mate. We're loving it. We know we're going to get surprised at your show all the time. So, yeah,
always,
thank you for that, man.
Always.
And you know, we're going live a few places now. I'm on Insta. Are you on Insta?
I'm on Insta. I'm not live yet.
We'll tag you later.
Yes, make sure you do that. Now, listen, you know, over a decade in the game, right? You know, baat saal hoge, right?
Awesome.
What still excites you guys about music, man? What's still, you know?
That's a good question. Go for it.
Very good question. So I think it's the love for the music itself, you know, making the process. I think it's the journey which excites you more than the final product sometimes. So it's the making of it, the video, as a team, you know, work with other people and then get connected with people like yourselves.
Yeah.
So I think it's the whole process which excites you. It's not just the song or the product itself, but it's the whole
100%
end-to-end
process. I agree with you. It's 100%. The process,
you know what I mean?
I mean, from start to finish, from, you know, when we first get together and talk
start
about
the tune.
You know, how are we going to do this? You know, what's the idea? What are we going to do? You know, bring it all together. And then, you know, going into the studio, recording the track, to the actual video itself, and then the promotion behind it and everything else, you know, and then the support from the fans, you know, the reaction from everybody, you know, that listens to it. So
it's amazing,
I think that's
yeah.
the buzz, actually, and that's what keeps us going,
keeps
mate
going.
That's what keeps
has
us going.
Your process changed, how you guys, you know, collaboratively make music? Has that process changed? Is it still the same as it was, you know, 11, 12 mm-hmm. you know, 15 years ago?
Wow. No, I think it has evolved, for sure. Change hota rehta hai, you know what I mean? So it has evolved from marketing point of view to production itself, and songwriting. So it gets mature.
Huh.
It should.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys can tell more than how the music's sounding now.
Yeah.
What we had 10 years ago.
No, absolutely.
If you see an improvement, then we've done something right.
I think as a musician, yeah, you're always improving anyway, you know what I mean? I think no one's perfect as a musician, and if you can keep improving yourself, that's what makes you a better musician anyway, yeah, from the start. So
absolutely,
all good, all good.
And how about yourself, and how are you finding the music scene at the moment, if I may ask you?
The music scene, there's it's different.
It's very different.
It's very different to, you know, I mean, I've probably been doing radio as long as you guys have been doing music, right? Yeah, you know, yeah. I've been in this game a very long
Before
time.
Before you say anything, congratulations on winning the award recently.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Really,
yes.
Big congrats.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well deserved.
Thank you. You know, I mean, like with anything, be it fashion, be it, you know, whatever, you know, everything goes in circles and things is forever changing and evolving. Music, they see music right now is very, very different. You know, in every kind of style and genre, Bollywood has changed so much.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, Bollywood's just gone into this whole fusion thing right now.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah. Experiments.
Experimental. You know, it's a good thing. I guess, you know, I'm quite old school. I like my...
I connect with you in that area because,
yeah,
you know, we like our melodies.
Yes, we
still
do.
Still, we cherish
we
those.
Do, we do. I mean, you know, the 90s stuff, the Kumasanu stuff, the Nadim Shravan stuff. Yeah, yeah. And I'm a big 70s head, so I love my Adi Berman, my Kishore Kumar.
Oh, my.
So, you know, that's my thing.
I'll do one Adi Berman today for you. For your listeners.
Thank you so much. So, you know, I love that melody. And, you know, I do feel that somewhere... the melodies have been stripped and everything, and I say this on my show, you know, as much as, you know, the music is great and you know, and you play it, but I don't it's turning into a reverse interview.
It's a two way.
Yeah, I think the music now doesn't have that longevity that the, you know, tracks from back in the day did. Like, you know, I don't know, a Besharam Rung isn't in 20, 30 years time going to be hailed as a classic. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
Oh. But if Besharam Rung's melody is very powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
If you hear the melody,
yeah,
it's got some resemblance. You know, you can hear,
yeah,
some reflection of rags as,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a strong melody.
Yeah.
But the way they treated it, the production, makes,
yeah,
it very modern as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then in terms of...
And what a singer.
Absolutely! Oh my god!
Female voice, amazing.
Shilpa Rao, absolutely, absolutely amazing.
Top class.
And you know, we talk about Bhangra music. You know, that's just become very gritty, very edgy now. Do you know?
Yeah.
Fusion as well. A lot of collaborations.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know, but let's talk about your music,
yeah,
right?
Man,
because you talk about the involvement and everything, and
yeah,
you know, I've been you know, supporting you guys, and I know you guys, and you know, and I've seen your music change. You know, over the years. I mean, how do you? I mean, let's take this new track, Chun Chun, for example. You know, how do you think? You know, as a singer, songwriters, rappers. You know, how do you think you guys have changed from a creative process?
Okay. You
want to
go first?
I mean, we've talked about this today, even about the maturity in our music now. You know, listen, at the end of the day, we're not young anymore. We've grown up, but that maturity we're bringing to our style of music now. And I think even in the rapping is very, I try to relate it to everybody. It don't matter what age you are, what background you're from. It should relate to everybody, and I think that's what I try to bring in, like that edge to it.
Yeah.
You know, English, Punjabi, Urdu, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we try to bring in that collaboration.
Yeah.
I think overall, you know, in terms of production and everything,
mm-hmm,
we've had a say in everything, you know, when it,
yeah,
comes to our music now. And I think before, when it came to production and stuff, people had more control over our music. But now we sort of have that input of what we want from our music. And I think...
Yeah.
That's what's made us more, our music more mature now.
And I think we've been lucky that we found a really good producer.
Yeah.
I asked Sonu, and he's done a great job. And I believe we connected well, all of us. And the versatility is there, maturity is there, and hopefully covering a wider audience this time.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
No.
With
no.
your help.
Of course, absolutely. Now, you know, like I said, you know...
Even one extra person... We'll do the job.
You know, I know, you know, without, you know, I'm making my, you know, without making you guys sound old and keep referring to the fact that you've been in the business a long time, right?
Mm.
But you know, on the fact that you guys now, you know, are much more mature. I'm not going to use the word older, but I'm going to say much more mature, you know.
Gracefully mature.
Absolutely, you know.
Hopefully.
You know, you know, because the music game, especially the Desi music game, right? You know, there's so many obstacles, there's so many hurdles, and, you know, there's ups, there's downs.
Indeed.
if you guys now, you know, could go back, you know, jump into a Marty McFly time machine, right, and go back in time, you know, what advice would you give your younger selves?
Oh. First of all, make a good team.
Yeah.
Make sure, don't rush it. Make sure you work with the right people.
Yeah. Don't be distracted.
Don't be
by
distracted.
Certain things, because there's so many distractions. Even when you're young, there's a lot of distraction, and I think you have to overcome that. And really, you know, if you really want to take music seriously, it's all about the music, you know.
And the quality.
Know, and the quality, of
it's
course.
Very important.
And like you said, Ardil, as well, you know, the team. If you have a good team, you have good production, you have good people around you.
You have more trust chances to make it.
You have more chances, you'll make it. And the and being consistent with your music as well, you know. Having that that support and that help from your family, from your friends. And I think you can continue and it'll do really well.
Yes,
definitely.
That's
I think that's what advice I would give.
Absolutely. Now listen, we got about 5 minutes before we before this hour ends. All right, we're going to continue our conversation after 9 p.m. But Ardil Mere Bhai, you know, I always love it when you come to the studio because you know, tum apne guitar leke aate ho, right?
You know so, why? Because I've heard you sing as well, and we might. You sing along. How about that? Shall we try something together?
All right. Okay. We got 5 minutes.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. All right.
You to akela bhi aksar gir ke sambhal sakta hoon main. Tum jo pakad lo haath mera. दुनिया बदल सकता हूँ मैं मांगा है तुम्हें दुनिया के लिए खुद ही सनम फैसला कीजिए ओ मेरे दिल के चैन आए मेरे दिल को दुआ कीजिए चैन आए मेरे दिल को दुआ कीजिए
Now singing. That's it. This.
Let's
you know
make
what?
A single, man.
This is it. It's gonna be the three of us. It's gonna be Adil Hashmi, Sid the rapper, and Akshay. That's it.
The Akshay.
This is it. We have
what a collab, yeah.
We have just created a super group.
Brilliant, excellent. Man.
We have done it. But guys, you know, even though music has changed so much, right? You know, I love the fact that again the maturity in your sound and the quality of your music, you know, you've still kept that Adil Hashmi and Sib the rapper formula and that flavor that everybody has loved over the years. And you know, and thank you for not changing that, you know, because that you know, that's your USP, your guys' USP.
Yeah. We, you know, one thing, another tip for youngsters as well is that try not to copy anyone.
Yeah. Have your own style, your own originality.
Don't fully copy anyone. If you naturally resemble, that's fine, but don't on purpose try not to make your own style. And trust me, you will start
100%. Yeah,
so you start making fans and listeners, they will come to you.
Yeah,
no, agreed. No, absolutely, because you know, you guys, you know, have been quiet for a little while and music has changed so much, and you know, you're probably looking at going, oh my god, you know, this kind of style is now in, and you know, and things have become a lot more edgier and more grittier, and you know, was there ever a point you sat there and thought, should we adapt and should we, you know, do, you know?
No, you have to do certain amount of adaption for sure. I mean, in order to compete, healthy competition, you have to have the quality at par. What do you say?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like you said, actually, but it's so important to be original.
And be relevant.
Definitely, yeah. I mean... This is where we've kept consistent with that. Yeah. You know, I've never changed my style, actually. No, you know that as well. My rapping has always been me, and I think that's what makes me stand out as a different rapper. And I think that's another advice to you know, people out there as well. You know, if you're a musician, singer, or rapper, you know, stick to your own style, and trust me, you will have those fans, you will have those followers, people that support that style and that they will have that respect for your talent as well. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think I'm sure you guys will agree with this. You know, I think it's always important to kind of challenge yourself as artists. Yeah. You know, get outside your comfort zone a little bit. Because
yeah, you should have competition with yourself.
Exactly.
Otherwise,
otherwise, you become complacent.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
that's it.
You said it, man. There we go. We've got Adil Hashmi and Sid the Rapper in the studio. We're going to continue our conversation with them after 9 p.m. Keep it locked right here. Sobris Radio with your boy, Akshay. This is Radio Sobris Radio. Adil Hashmi and Sid the Rapper still here in the building. Guys, listen, let's jump into this new one. It is called Chan Chan. Yeah, Chan Chan kya hai bhai? Yeah, Chan Chan kya hai? Tell me about that.
It's like, I see it's a very classic sound. Yeah, has probably for many years, right? God knows how many. And I think he named the song when we were composing it. And then he said it has to be something.
We're looking for a sound.
Sound.
What type of sound
can
do you love?
We have something more catchy or creative. So we kept it Chan Chan. And it's got some traditional lyrics, a bit of, not folk I would say, but still traditional style in it, flavor in the song, with the modern production in it.
Absolutely.
Is that how I define it?
Absolutely. You know, when you approach a track like that, let me ask you, Sib, you know, I mean, you know, maybe even going back to the other tracks, but, you know, let's focus on Chan Chan. You know, what, before you put pen to paper and you do your rap bit, you know, I guess what comes first? Does the melody come? Do the lyrics of Chan Chan come first from Adil before you then sit down and go, right, I'm going to now do my rap? How was the process with this track? How did it work?
Yeah, so the process was that we were thinking of something like a sound, like a catchy sort of thing that would start to expand that process of the song. And like I said, you know, we looked at Chan Chan, Kang Kang, of the sound of... you know,
did you sit there going
Bile and
Chan 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 Bang Bang?
That's exactly how we did it.
I mean, that's how it happened, really. I mean, we talked about dancing and, you know, what sounds do you hear when you dance, and Bollywood and this and that. I said, what sounds are there? And that's where it come. And then I think from that sound we expanded the song, and then Adil started writing the song, and then what we done is, you know, I love to listen to Adil's lyrics.
Yeah.
Because what I do is that I get inspiration from his lyrics to make my rap music. So I'm like, Adil, is this about love? Is this about dancing? What is it? And then he'll explain it. He'll translate some bits. He'll say, you know what? It's like this. It's like that. And I said, right, leave it to me now. And then I'll write whatever I want to write for it. And I think then we put it together, and then the production comes in. And it's just, it's a really calm process, actually.
Yes,
it's not intense.
Sweet collaboration.
It's very easy. I find it very easy, you know, to put it all together, and I think that's what's happened.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, this is a special track, you know, because it's you know, it's come out after the pandemic. You know, we've been away for a long time. You know, it would be very quiet, and like you said, you know, people thought we might have had a fight, you know, and just run off somewhere, but that hasn't happened. And I think, you know, we try to promote, you know, diversity, and, you know, just show that, you know, it don't matter who you are, where you're from, you know, you can relate to this song, you know, young or old. So, you know, that's what it's about.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I believe that it connected very well with the rap and the song. So it's just great. Yeah, great experience making it.
Well, you know what? You know, we've talked about the song enough, right? And we are going to hear it in a few minutes. But once again, you're here with the guitar man, right? Okay, you know, we're going to hear the fully mastered, produced, slick version anyway, right? You know, but we've got the geniuses, all right? The maestros here, you know, in the studio.
We do an acoustic version.
Yeah, pull out acoustic, ho jaye na.
Same song, Chan Chan acoustic.
Yes.
So this for everyone. Akshay, live and direct from Sabras Radio.
Bole teri churi khan khan payal bole chan chan. Bole teri churi khan khan payal bole chan chan. Churi teri kahe khan 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 khan.
That's right, come on.
Payal teri kare chan 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 chan.
Adil Hashmi.
Churi teri kare khan 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 khan.
Here we go, yeah.
Payal teri kare chan 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 chan.
That's right, here we go. Okay, one time for your mind, yeah. Yo, this is about my first love. Like a white dove up in the heavens above, seeing you from far and loving your sweet smile. Mind, body and soul, with so much style. Closer and closer, my dreams are turning real. You're so beautiful, you know how I feel. Come on.
Woo! There we go. Adil Hashmi, Sid the Rapper, live acoustic version of
Thank You
Chan Chan. Here we go. Let's get into this track.
This is
That's right. And we're back.
Bole teri chuli khan khan payal bole chan chan. Bole teri chuli khan khan payal bole chan chan. Chuli teri kare khan 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 khan. Payal teri kare chan 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 chan. Chan 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 chan.
Guys, it's an absolute banger! The track is now out. Everybody needs to go check it out. And the video is absolutely amazing. Yeah, you look like Bollywood heroes in the video, man. How involved do you... Listen, how involved do you guys get with the whole video process? You know, the styling...
You know why? Because the video director is one of our best mates.
Okay.
And he's done a great job. His name is Mark. And so it's like a party time for us. It's like a picnic.
Yeah.
So we don't feel it as work. We enjoy it so much.
Yeah, we have such a good laugh. Yeah.
So
yeah,
we get involved a lot. Yeah, absolutely. From absolutely like your, how do I say, from clothing to locations.
Yeah, locations and everything. We love it.
You know, the models.
Well, in this one, though, we had a very diverse models, kids to aunties and girls, ladies, whatever. So it was brilliant.
No, it was. It is an amazing video.
And a very family video as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Greatly. So everybody must go check out the video, all right, for Chan Chan.
If you're looking for zero size glamour models, unfortunately, you won't get it in this video. Maybe the next one.
In fact, I mean, that is my next question, actually. You know, I mean, Chan Chan is out, is doing really well, all right? You know, we're already, you know, we're just at the beginning of the year. What else can we expect from you guys?
Loads. I think we've got 3 or 4 tracks lined up in the next 3-4 months.
Definitely.
So we worked a lot this time. We wrote a lot of songs. Eid, we are dropping Pyar Ka Geet, that's coming out on Eid.
Okay.
And then we're getting other songs, different topics.
Different song, yeah.
Following that in the next 1 or 2 months. So you will see a lot of music, hopefully, from us.
I hope so, because you guys have been quiet for so long, right? Yeah. You know, we want more. We want more of you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now listen, you're right. You know, aisa ho hi nahi sakta, right? You call my show, right? You know, aur thodi masti na ho jaye, right? Okay. So, okay. Gaane ka naam hai Chan Chan, all right? Okay, it is a bit of a crazy little sound. So, maine socha, all right, we'll play a little bit of a sound game, all right? So, I'm going to play some sounds, and I want to see if you guys can work out what these sounds are.
The sounds, okay.
Okay, all right, chillo. All right, let's go with...
Yeah.
Matchbox.
I will give you that. It was indeed a match being lit because, you know what? I chose that sound because, you know what? This new track is on fire!
We are on fire!
It is on fire! Okay. All right. Next one.
Ice in a glass
is absolutely absolutely correct, because you know what? You guys are so cool.
Thank you.
It's so cool, man. So cool.
So all these sounds are related to us. So we just have to just know what it is.
You must
You're
know
making it easy for us.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's maybe make it a little bit tougher. Hold on. All right. Let's try this one.
You should know this one, Adil.
Can I have it once more, please?
Yeah. Really? Okay, okay.
Guitar. and not tuned.
I will give you that. It was a guitar being dropped. There we go. Oh, there we go. So, but yeah, I will give you that. I will give you that. Okay. All right. Okay. We got a couple more. All right. Here we go.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Oh,
mic drop.
Mr. Rapper, MC.
There we go. That was especially for Sib. And this one more for the road. This is the final one.
Let's do it.
And I promise you, this is the toughest one. This is the toughest one out there.
How many people answered correctly?
You know, I don't think anyone's ever got this right. This is the toughest one. Here we go.
Bye.
Chan-chan.
Chan-chan.
Chan-chan, I knew it. I could hear Chan-chan.
Well, that is
Chan-chan. That was the sound.
That's Pile Chan-chan.
Oh, no, no, it was Chan-chan. Chuli Chan-chan, Pile Chan-chan. It was.
I mean, if we did Chuli, that would have been disgraceful.
It would have. Guys, thank you. Listen, thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much.
We loved it so much joining as well. This we evening. Enjoyed it so much. Yeah, seriously.
Thank you, actually.
Loved it. Every bit of it.
No problem at all.
Thank you very much.
And listen, before we wrap things up, guys, you know, just for all the fans and listeners locked in right now, what do you want to say?
Big shout out to everyone who supported the song, the love and support, each and everyone all over the world. Big thank you, Akshay, to you, Sabras Radio, the whole team, you know, for having us in the show. That's it, man. And keep going.
Yeah, you know what, Akshay, you've been great. You know what, you've always supported us, bro. And you know, I'm not going to lie to you, this isn't even just about music even. This is more than that when it comes to you. We love coming to see you and your personality and the way you bring out everything, you know, with our music. And you know, we love Sabras Radio. We always have been supporting you guys. And listen, everybody listening out there, I hope you guys are enjoying the show. This guy is a top man.
Genius.
And, you know, keep listening to this show, definitely. And, you know, support Chan-chan, of course, if you enjoy it. You know, check the video out on YouTube as well. And, you know, have a good night. That's it.
Have a great night, guys. Keep listening to Sabras Radio.
Peace.
There we go. On the Hashmi, S-I-B.
This is Sabras.
Sabras Radio. Sabras.